This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Missouri Congressman Todd Akin, a Republican from the Show Me State's 2nd Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Small Business Committee. We want to get his thoughts today as we mark 1 year since the passage of the Stimulus Act totaling $787 billion, a big divide between the two parties on what exactly this bill has accomplished. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
It's a pleasure to join you, Greg, and your audience.
The president today saying basically that this bill saved us. It saved our economy, pulled us off the brink of economic collapse, and has created or saved about 2 million jobs, and more are coming in the months ahead. What's your analysis of the past year and the impact this bill has had?
Well, it's been a big waste of money. It hasn't saved us at all. It's put us more in debt and unemployment. We were told if we didn't pass it, unemployment might jump to 8%. Of course, it's closer to 10%. Just to give you an idea of some of the little treasures in this supposedly stimulus bill, there's $67,000 so that casino employees in Wisconsin can learn to be more polite. Or here's a good one from Oklahoma. The Housing Authority is authorizing remodeling homes that are going to be demolished. That's $130,000 for that. Here's $25,000 for California free concerts. One of the concerts is called The Kitchen Review, and the audience is supposed to imagine life as a pot, a dish rag, or a broom. I'm not sure that that kind of spending is what we really should be doing.
Well, what about job creation? Is there a way to quantify the number of jobs created and how sustainable they are?
Well, in general, the whole concept or the Keynesian idea that the government can get the economy going by spending a whole lot of money has been disproven a long time ago, and yet the Democrats still cling to that failed idea. If federal spending was a measure of a strong economy, we'd have a fantastic economy right now. What traditionally in the old Keynesian or FDR era, when they did the supposedly stimulus, there was a lot of project money for concrete, like dams and roads and things like that. This stimulus bill didn't even measure up to the old-fashioned sort of Keynesian model. It has less than 10% for really roads or concrete-type projects. A whole lot of state funding, which, of course, is frustrating to those of us who have states that manage our budgets. So we're taking money from one state and giving it to another. But it has not really created jobs. In fact, when the government spends money and, say, it hires somebody, usually that costs you two people in taxes or two jobs in the private sector for every additional job you put on the government payroll. So the concept behind the bill is flawed. The content of the bill has got all of this silly pork kinds of projects, and it just has not done the job, and that's why we've got unemployment at 10%.
Congressman, there's been a line from the president in some of his recent speeches, and other Democrats have picked up on it as well. They say Republicans are out there dismissing the effectiveness of the stimulus package, saying it was a terrible idea, yet when some of the dollars flow into their districts or states or what have you, they're there at the ribbon-cutting ceremony. They're welcoming the dollars into the state, even though they think it was a bad idea. They say that's hypocritical on the part of the GOP. How do you respond to that?
Well, the Democrats have put all of this money out there, and it's flowing all over the country into different places. In fact, some of it is actually flowing into a road that's in our district. And I still say, you know, bad use of money is bad use of money. They're going to be spending the money anyway. I'd rather have it spent in a better way than in a more wasteful way. But no, I don't think it's hypocritical. It was very clear where the Republicans stood on this. Not a single soul voted for this pork-laden mess, and it's hurt the economy. They're not doing the right thing. When the bill was being debated and before it was passed, I was on the floor saying it's the wrong thing to do. It's going to continue to create more unemployment, and I'm saying the same thing. The fact that they're spending the money in various of our districts, actually to some degree, we don't have much to say about it.
Congressman, now there's talk, of course, about a second stimulus package. You have different ideas floating up there. There seemed to be a bipartisan deal in the Senate that very quickly got killed by Harry Reid. Some say it might not happen. Others point out that most of the first stimulus bill hasn't been spent yet. What do you think is going to happen? What do you hope happens, if anything, in terms of congressional action this year?
Well, Greg, the thing that we should be doing are doing the very things that create jobs, and that's not rocket science. JFK understood it. Ronald Reagan understood it. Bush understood it. And that is that jobs come from small businesses. When I use the word small business, we're talking about employers with 500 or fewer employees. That's 80% of the jobs in our country. And what is it that those employers need in order to get jobs to be created? See, the government doesn't create jobs. We can merely try to create a climate where the private sector makes the jobs. So what do you have to do to a small businessman to help them to create jobs? Well, one, you have to get off their back. You got to get the taxes off their back. You can't tax them into oblivion and expect them to have any extra money to build a wing on their building or buy a new machine to hire more people. So you have to reduce the taxes on the small businessman. Second, you have to reduce the red tape on the small businessman. Well, the president's two number one priorities, his global warming tax, the cap and tax bill, is going to add a lot of red tape and taxes on the small businessman. His other bill, his socialized medicine bill, does the same thing. It's a lot of red tape and more taxes on a small businessman. So both of the president's highest priorities are going to harm job creation. The next thing that you want to do for a small businessman is to provide them with liquidity. They have to have be able to borrow money at a reasonable interest rate in order to make investments in their business. And because of the way the banking regulations on the smaller banks are working right now, there is a very, very high cost of capital for small businessmen, even if they can get it at all. The fourth thing for a small businessman, you do not want uncertainty. They need to have a sense that there is a stable economic climate where they can they don't see great big tsunamis in terms of costs and red tape and problems for their business. And that, of course, is the exact opposite. They're very concerned about all of these very expensive proposals with a lot of the government red tape. So at least four of the main things that you have to have in place for creating jobs, we're doing the exact opposite. So a stimulus bill isn't what's needed. What's needed is to understand why small businessmen create jobs and hire people and then make the environment good along those lines.
Last 30 seconds here, Congressman. Do you get the sense that any of the ideas you've just articulated are being seriously considered by the majority?
I don't know whether they even understand how jobs are created, or if they do, they seem to be unwilling to deal with it. I've heard no talk about fixing any of those things whatsoever.
Thank you, sir, very much for your time.
Greg, it's a pleasure to join you and your audience.
Missouri Congressman Todd Akin, Republican from Missouri's 2nd Congressional District, member of the House Small Business Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.